Okay, and now for something completely different, to quote Monty Python. This was some work looking at state health department effectiveness, particularly in chronic disease. I don't have any disclosures to share with you or with anyone. And before I go in too far, I want to acknowledge my co-authors on this abstract, two of whom are sitting in the back of the room, Jenny Frischon, everyone, right on, Jenny, and Heather Zimmerman, both from the Montana Department of Health and Human Services. Todd Harwell, also from Montana, and John Robichaud, who's the executive director of the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors. National Association of Chronic Disease Directors is the ASTO affiliate for chronic disease and state health departments. So the learning objectives for my presentation are listed for you here. Hopefully, at the end of my presentation, you will know what the eight elements are of the FAST framework. You'll be able to speak to the difference between quantitative and qualitative use of the tool and discuss the implications of FAST in building chronic disease capacity in the state health department. So a little over 10 years ago, there was a report put out by CDC's National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion and some partners that described what at the time was the best knowledge about what evidence-based practice was for chronic disease prevention and health promotion in state and local health departments. And that report included a framework for what some of the capacity and functional areas might be. This was the guiding document for the development of the State Technical Assistance Review Project from the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors. This is an intensive year and a half long process where a state really looks deeply at what their chronic disease capacity is around the elements that the previous report laid out, that practice elements, and has them collect information from all levels of government and the, their partners external to the state health department about how they're doing and what their areas of growth should be. Then there's an in-person site visit from folks who are experts in practice. The group is pulled together according to what the state has identified their specific needs are. So, for example, if a state is trying to figure out how to intersect with healthcare systems in a more productive way around chronic disease, the site visit team would include somebody who can speak well to that for them. This assesses their overall chronic disease capacity. It's not related to a specific funding stream like cardiovascular disease or diabetes. And it really focuses on the overall management and leadership. And here you can see in the last bullet the areas that the functional areas that the review project looks at. Leadership, informatics, the existence of a state chronic disease plan, evaluation, integration, epidemiology and surveillance, partnerships, interventions, and management. Integration here refers to a movement in chronic disease prevention and health promotion over the last several years to manage activities across traditionally categorical areas. So to the extent to which your prevention activities cross cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer, all that kind of stuff. So the experience of states in doing this, and it's intensive, like I said, it's 12 to 18 months of experience here. The states who did it said one of the most helpful parts of it was the sitting down amongst themselves before the site visit when they went through the prep tool to assess where they were in different on different pieces of these elements. And we had a lot of requests for a way that they could do that quickly on their own without going through STAR. So we developed FAST, and we're very proud of the acronym. This took a lot of time to get the letters to work just right. But this is the Public Health Framework Assessment Tool. It's based on that same Public Health Framework for Action that was developed about 10 years ago, and it's consistent with the preparation for STAR. It evolves what's in STAR a little bit to match how practice has changed in the last 5 years or so in our partnership with the National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion at CDC. And it's quickly actionable. So it's designed to be a tool for the chronic disease director to sit down with staff and go through the measures, the indicators rather, for each of these elements and really think about what is the capacity, what are the opportunities for growth. So it's a very qualitatively discussion-oriented tool designed. So the elements are very similar to FAST or to STAR, as you can see. It's still epidemiology and surveillance, evaluation, interventions, leadership, partnership, program coordination, which is reflective of the way our thoughts around program integration has evolved over time. Program management and administration, and again, the presence of state chronic disease plans. So this is what the tool looks like in its original iteration. There are several indicators for each of the 8 element areas or domains, the folks using the tool are invited to rate the status, note the opportunities and the follow-up, and this is hard to read, I know. In status, rather than quantify what their status is on these measures, they're asked to think about whether or not the activity is present at all. Is it present but weak? Is it present but adequate? Is it present and very strong? And then the opportunities, we ask them to think about what they can build on, where they might act, and who on their team or who among their partners might take the lead in that function. And then follow up. What don't they know about this that they wish they did? What do they need to know before they can act? And again, this is meant to be a discussion tool. So our colleagues in Montana decided to try using this as a quantitative measure of what their capacity was so that they could look over time at how capacity changes. You guys, feel free to step in and correct me as I go. So they used SurveyMonkey for the data collection, and they looked at their results. They were able to look at their results in 2 population areas. They could look at management separately from the rest of staff to see what kind of alignment there was in thinking. And they gave those capacity ratings that I talked to you about numerical values for analysis. So this is just a brief look at their results. The key here is that there was agreement in what the strengths and weaknesses were between staff and management. So epidemiology and surveillance were identified as a strength, and coordination and state plans were identified as areas in need of improvement, which is to be expected based on when this was fielded. So this was fielded early in the process of an effort to redo the way they were organized around coordination of chronic disease. So they have fielded this again. There is data to look at to compare what the change has been, but we're not presenting that today. Since then, they have developed their capacity building plan. And we talked about that already. Okay, so discussion. Qualitative approach versus quantitative approach. The strengths of the qualitative approach are that it really allows for exploring the nuances of what's happening in your team. It gives you a chance to sit down with your staff and let ideas bubble up about what's happening. It is difficult, however, to systematically measure that over time. So it has limitations, definitely, as a qualitative approach. Quantitatively, it allows a systematic collection of data. It allows you to get input from a larger group of stakeholders. So Montana had about 50 respondents. When it's used as a conversation tool, really you can't have more than 7 or 10 people in the room. It just gets unwieldy and unproductive in the conversation. And the limitations of this are that it might be pretty hard to assign ratings for some people. The way the indicators were written, they weren't written to be easily answered in a rating scale like that. So that could need some changes. You guys, any other strengths, limitations you want to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. There's room for making that more quantitative. And if you have ideas about how you'd like to use this in your organization, here's my contact info. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
The address.